הייתה בהשם אלוהי שלמה. הינחוס בן אלוזו בן ארן הכהן, אישי וסחמוסי מיהו בני ישראל, וכאן הוא יסכינוסי בסויכום, ולא יחיליסי אס בני ישראל בכינוסי. פינחוס וסבצו גנץ כלל ישראל, וכאן הוא יסכינוסי בסויכום, ולחיליסי אס בני ישראל בכינוסי. It could have been chas v'sholem. Well, the Shem says, he saved gans klal Yisrael. V'lo chilisi es b'nei Yisrael v'kinosi. Pinchos ben Elozah ben Aaron HaKoyen. If he would have said Pinchos ben Elozah HaKoyen, we wouldn't have known that Elozah is Aaron's son. So what's his wise Mesiach is to Aaron? Dr. Rashi, Vishoyu Ashvotim Mevazi Moisoi. After the Maisa, Pinchos went and killed Zimri and Cosby and stabbed them with his spear. Not only did he stab them with his spear, he stabbed them in the mokum of their achet and lifted them up on his spear, and he had a 6 nisim, 10 nisim. He lifted them up and they were still mefaper. They hadn't died yet. And he took them, the door of the tent lifted up, and he took them out. You can imagine he's walking along with a spear with these two people. They're trembling away. They're still mefaper. They're not quite died. And he takes them all around the machane. You have to be, first of all, you have to be what they call a jabber. You have to be very strong to do that. So that was a nest that he was able to lift them up in such a way, just on his spear. Well, no, he lifted them up with two hands, maybe two hands on the spear, one hand on the spear. And his stomach is still screaming, right? They're still alive. Take them all around. Have to be a mensch as arzorius shein could have myself for such a thing. So the Shvatim Zainad, who's this Pinchos guy? Where does he get such a koach from? Ah, he gets it because his Zeder was Yisroi. And Yisroi, before he was Chozer B'tshuva, was Fatim Ben Puti B'tema. Agolis, Avodah Zara, and of the Avodah Zara, there's a lot of Achzorias in Avodah Zara. Yeah, some of that's where he came from. And he was Hoyrik, Nasi Shevet Mi Yisrael. Ficha Ba'akosu Yichzach Aaron. So came, the Rabbeinu Shalom said, ask him, Pinchas ben Elozah is Misyache is to Aaron HaKoyim. To Aaron. Aaron's midah was Oyev Shalom, Veroidev Shalom, Mekavin, Esabrius, Navin, Sheva, Shomayim. Aaron HaKohen is the semel of the opposite, Lichoira, the opposite of this Maisa. Oyev Shalom, Veroidev Shalom. And what was his schar that he got? Brisi Shalom, good. Brisi Shalom, two things. One thing, Ayin Machlokes, Meforshim, Al Kolponim. What's Tutzach? This Kanoz is Misyaches to Aaron HaKohen. Tzorich here. Velochilis is B'nai Yisrael. Well, why was Gantz Klal Yisrael in a threat? Velochilisias B'nai Yisrael. So we go back to the end of last week's parasha. Well, what happened? What's the background? Everybody knows. Bilam tried to be the Kalal Klal Yisrael. It didn't work. Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't let him. Kadosh Baruch Hu put brachas into his mouth. And Balak get very upset. It's not what I hired you for. So after everything that Bilam said, there's no Yehumin. We looked at it one way last week. His akshonas, then he wanted to be achieve what he wanted to achieve. The Kalala. After everything, he tells Balak, I have an etzer. Elokeim shel eile soine zima. And the way you can be menatzer klal Yisrael is through znus. Send in the girls and you'll be able to be menatzer klal Yisrael. Vayeshev Yisrael bashitim vayochel ha'om lizno Yisrael b'no Yismayov. And it started, with znus, took the svonoi, tchilas in yonam lehoye laveid aveid azorah, well, I am a zima bilvad. Omnom, karla hem kemo sheidu a toira, because she also is chatim be umais. It's also to marry the umais, to marry a guy. Why? We karla chov, el chalta mi zivchoi, vel akachta mi bnoiso, ve hisnu is banecho, achre eloheim. Because you'll marry a guy, a Jewish girl will marry a Goyish boy, and he, whatever agreement they made when they got married, that maybe we'll bring up our son as a Jew, we'll give him a bris milah, we'll bar mitzvah him. That's a new verb in the dictionary to bar mitzvah someone. He got bar mitzvahed. It's a very interesting verb, but we won't go into what that really means. I'll call upon him. That's what they make up. And then, but there, klal, it doesn't happen. And when the child is born, so the father objects, and then they make up. Listen, you can have your Hanukkah lights, but I have to bring in my Asherah, and my tree, and this and that. And what's going to happen? In the end, we'll end up doing Avodah Zarah. So this one is exactly what happened over here. And before they could do any maisa, they whipped out an idol, par. They made them, they said, you want to do anything more, you have to do the avodah of par, which is mamash, disgusting avodah. Vayishtachavu l'Elohim. By itzomid, you saw the Baal Peor gets from bad to worse. By itzomid, they connected completely to Baal Peor. By yichar af Hashem b'Yisrael. Rabbi Hashem's tremendous charon af. Bilam was right. Elohim shall hit his own zima. His own zima, he's certainly sign the Avodah Zarah. By yom Hashem and Moshe kach is called Roshe ha'om v'hoika ha'isom l'Hashem neged ha'shamash. Take all the people who are involved here and execute them and hang them in public, not in the mokav askila michutz lamachane, in front of everybody, neged hashamish. Ve'yoshev charon af Hashem Yisrael. And that will quieten down the chaos of Hashem. That's Rabban Hisham told Moshe Rabbeinu. Why do I have to do hoike oisom Hashem neged hashamish? So the svonai, she yiru ha'om v'lo yimachu. Has to be done in a very public way, so that klausel won't be moiche. They'll see they're executing all these avarionim, and they won't be moiche. They won't stop this mass execution. How many people are we talking about? The meridika and gzera over here. Rashi says, when Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Shofti Yisrael, "Hugu isha nosha when it's modim lebal pa'er," so Rashi called echod ve'echod midayne Yisrael hayahorik shnayim. Every dayan was going to kill two. Midayne Yisrael shmoyne ribo shmoyne salofim kedisa besanedrin. And how many dayanim? Sorry, elef. Sorry, meyos. Sorry, chamishim. Sorry, asara. How many were there? 88,000. Dayanim. So 88,000 Dayanim we're all going to kill two people each. That means 176,000 people were going to be killed. 176,000 people. That's a quarter of Klal Yisrael. That's what we're talking about. The Avarionim, who they could execute with Pishnei Edim, Bechule, Pachat Pachatim. And not only execute them, Hoka Oisam Lashem Neged Hashamish, do it and hang them, that the rest of Klal Yisrael should see, and they shouldn't object. Ubezez of the Svonai Koifelahem Al Shalom Michu Bepoishim. And there was a taina on the whole of Klal Yisrael. And had all these people who were being zoyne with the Benois Moyov, nobody was moiche. Nobody stopped them. Peledigo Maisa. And that was a massive taina on Klal Yisrael. And if they weren't moiche, Rachman and Islam. So, Rabbi Shem said, as a kapara, killed them very publicly, and then the Kas Hashem will calm down. Well, why is it so humble that they weren't moicha? And why, if the hoikosom negin haruach, negin haShemesh, they're doing it in a public way, then that'll assuage the Kas of Hashem. Well, what's the beyond why? Comes again the Ramban. And the Ramban has a very big kasha. He says, in the Hemshech of the Parsha, Parsha's Pinchas, we find the numbers of Klal Yisrael. And the numbers of Klal Yisrael, Sachakol, Shishim Ribay, and a bit more. And it wasn't very different from what was before. If a quarter of Klal Yisrael were killed, the Maaseh comes out there were more because there was a Magefa and 24,000 people died in a Magefa. So you're talking about 200,000 in out of 600,000. So you're talking about together a shlish of Klal Yisrael are going to be killed. So how come the numbers in the Minyan in Pinchas are basically more or less the same as the numbers at the beginning of Amidbar? Elamais, it could be that there was a tremendous ribui, and Mimela, there was such a big ribui that when they killed 200,000 people, or killed 176,000, and 224,000 people died, Mimela came back, it was left now 600,000, because beforehand there were 800,000. And then he says, Lo shamanu, it's not mistabit. There was such a massive ribui in such a short time. So he says, the Ramban says, that Efsha, what happened was, the Rabbeinu Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu to do this. And from the Yerushalmi, and the Rashi brings from Sanhedrin, this mashma that each shofet was supposed to kill two people. In the end, he says, the Pinchas came, and through Pinchas' Maisa, killing Zimri and Cosby, that was Mechaper al Bnei Yisrael, and in the end, they didn't kill all these people. And that's why the numbers are more or less the same. Why was that? Why was Pinchas Mechaper for what the loy michu, zog the svona bekano is kinosi besoicham, she also nikmosi leinei kulam. He did it leinei kulam. When we said before, he walked around and they all saw what he'd done. He didn't do it in a secret way. Kedei, and why did he do that? It must have been a ghastly sight, walking with two people, trembling away on a spear. Another Ness says the Medrash, they weren't metame him. Al Kolponim. That's why they were still alive. And the Chula, Kedei Shebir Oisum Ze, Velo Yimchu, Yechu Parashelo Michu Bepoisha. Ubeze Heishu is Chamosim Mealem. So the Sifonai. that because he took them round and Klal Yisrael weren't moiche to what he'd done, that was mechaper. That was the kapar. He didn't need to do the hoikanum neged Hashemesh. The ma'isa from the beginning of Rashi, from the beginning of the parsha, nefish ayu hashvotim basim moisol, and the medrash says another medrash that the Shevet Shimon came and they were and they objected to what was going on, and when Zimri came, they said, "You're just standing here and they're going to kill us." And Zimri came to Moshe Rabbeinu with Cosby and a whole busha to Moshe Rabbeinu and v'chule. And the 24,000 were from Shevet Shimon who wanted to stop Pinchas. But they died in the Magefa. The Shaila was the rest of Klal Yisrael. Belechilis is Bnei Yisrael. When they weren't Moiche, what Pinchas did, B'sofin Shalom, that was a kapara for the fact that they weren't Moiche from the whole Mice to start with. But you see from here, a Peledikazach, the not being Moiche deserved Kilis is Bnei Yisrael. Hey, Bishlam are the people who did the Aveira. What of the Tzadikim who didn't do the Aveira? Why should they be Nitfas with the whole Aveira? There's a Gemara in Shabbos. In Shabbos, Daf Nun Dalet on the base. So the Gemara. Call me she'ef shelim chois la'anshei beisoy ve'loy micha nitfas al anshei beisoy. If a person could be moiche, there's an avera going on in his house, in his family, and he has the koyach to be moiche and lichoyer to stop it, then he's nitfas, so trashi nena shal avera shebiyodo. He has also an oynish from the averus which the Bnei Bais are doing. He's not doing that avera. But he lo micha, he's nitfas al anshei beisoy. And if he has a koyach to be moicha ba anshei iroi, then nitfas al anshei iroi. And if he has a koyach to be moicha ba chol oilam kuloi, nitfas al kol oilam kuloi. So Rashi, what's kol oilam kuloi? Ba chol Yisrael. Kigoin melech v'nosi she'ev shaloi limchos she'yireim miponov u'mekaimim dvorov. A melech or a nosi, a godel ador, who yireim miponov, talking about matzev, where he could be moiche and he could stop the avera, then if he doesn't do that, it's nitfas al anshei beisoy, on the whole avera of Klal Yisrael. Why? He's a tzaddik. Or the Gemara goes fighter. I'm talking here about the Chum Bais Rishon, the Gemara here. The next moment. Omre Bacha Bachanino. Me'oilam le'yotzesa mida toiva mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chozeba l'ra chutz midava zeh. There's never been a matzav where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goyzeh a gzera toiva and he was choyzeh from a gzera toiva. Except this one ma'isa. It was the ma'isa b'shas l'chub and ba'is rishon. Dichsiv. The Novi Yecheskel says, "Vayoyim Hashem Eilov." The Rabbeinu Shalom says to Be'etzim to Gavriel, Malach Gavriel, "Avor besoichoir, besoich Yerushalayim. Go through the city, go through Yerushalayim. Visvisa tov al mitzchoyis anoshim haneenochim vaneenokim al kol atoyevos hanasos besoichom, and put a label on the foreheads of all the people who are groaning who are sighing and groaning for all the ta'evas which are being done in Yerushalayim. Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the pasuk. Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu leGavriel. Leich urashoim al mitzchom shel tzadikim tov shel diyoi. Shelo yishletu bohem malachei chabola. So the Ben Yishlem told Gavriel, it's the Malach Adin, Gvura, go and put a sign, a tov, an ois tov, or a tov is a label, but here it means also the ois tov, bidyoi, on the metzach of all the tzadikim. So that when the Malachei Chabola come into Yerushalayim, they won't be affected. Val mitzchom shel rishoyim, tov shel dam. Kedei, sheyishletu bahem Malachei Chabola. And put on the foreheads of the rishoyim, a tov of dam, that the Malachei Chabola should be shoyled. That's what Ben Yishlam first said. So the tzadikim were going to be nitzal. Omram midasadin lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribbono shel olam, man ishtanu elu me elu. Said that Midas Adin came with Mekatreg. What's the difference between the Tzadikim and the Rishayim? Why are you saving the Tzadikim? Hamalo, halalu Tzadikim Gemurim. Valalu Rishayim Gemurim. These are Tzadikim, the ones who are going to get a Tov Shel Chaim. It's Tzadikim Gemurim. And they're Rishayim Gemurim. What do you mean, what's the difference? A huge difference. Tzadik Gomor, Tzadik Gomor. Yeah? And Rishayim Gemurim. Omer lefonov, so midas adin, at a tainer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono shel olam, hoya biyodom limchos veloy michu. But these tzadikim weren't moiche. All the averes, talking about the bias rishon, which was going on in the Bais Rishon, not everybody was doing it. There were Rishoyim, there were Tzadikim. But the Tzadikim weren't Moiche. Omalo, so Rabbi Yishon tainted to the Midas Adin, Golivi Adua Lifonai, Shimi Chubayim lo yekablu mehem. They were potter, because to give, the Dvar says, if the Dvarim are Nishmoim, then you're Mechuyiv to say. But if the Dvarim are not Nishmoim, they won't be miskabel. Mutav, it's a mitzvah, loy loy ma, tova shaloy nishma. Mutav shu shoyim, al yudu mezidim, v'chule, v'chule. They were potter. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know that they would have been Moicha, they wouldn't be miskabel. Omra lefonov, bidus hadin, tainet, to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, im lefanecho galui, lohem mi galui. You knew that they wouldn't be mekabel, but the tzadikim didn't know they wouldn't be mekabel. And when the Midas Adin had that taina, why weren't they moiche? They might have been able to be mashpia. The Ribbono Shel Olam knows they weren't able to be mashpia, but they didn't know that. Why weren't they moiche? V'ainu dichsiv zokein bochur besula tafe noshim targu lamashkis val kol isha she'olov te'atov al tigoshu u'mimigdosha mimigdoshi tocheilu. So it says, first of all, go and kill the zokein, the bochur, the besula, children, noshim, taroigu. Oh, but kol isha she'olav atov shel chayim, the tzadikim, al tigoshu. So he's saying to the Malachei HaChabola, u'mimigdoshi tocheilu, u'chsiv, and the pasuk says afterwards, v'yocheilu ba'anoshim azkeinim asher lifnei habayis. And then afterwards it says that the thing started from the zkeinim asher lifnei habayis. Who the Zkeinim asher lifnei habayis? They told us mevura. There was the tzadikim. So you see that the midas the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was choizer. Originally he said not to kill the tzadikim, and then the midas adin tainted the tzadikim weren't moiche, and because they weren't moiche, they were nichlal in the gzeira in the einish, and they were also killed. Tane Reb Yosef al tikrim mikdashi ele mekudashi. Mekudoshai, elu bnei odom, shekimo es hatoira kulam me alef at tov. The tzaddikim that we're talking about, tzaddikim gemurim, who mekayim kol ha-Torah kula me'alef av-tov. Umiyad v'hine shishra anoshim boi miderek shaho elyun ha-shem mofna tzvoino v'ish klei ma'potso b'yodoi. Gemara's mevayer, the shishra anoshim, shishra koiches of oynes, shishra malochim, malachei chabolim, who came, each one had his weapon in his hand, ואיש אחד בסויכם, לא בושבדים, וכסת הסויכם במוסלו, ויובויו, ויעמדו, עצו מזבח הנחושס, וכולה, ומזבח החושך, is the tzaddikim, there wasn't a מזבח הנחושס in the bias, in the base of Mikdosh, and the מזבח הנחושס, and the tzaddikim, and they started from the tzaddikim. What's the pshat here? Vaistois, the Churban Bais Rishon came because Lo Michu. And there wasn't a Pinchas in the Zman of Bais Rishon who could stop it. It almost happened in the time of Pinchas. Our Pinchas did kill them in such a public way, and Klal Yisrael didn't stop Pinchas. That was a schus for Klal Yisrael. And that was Velochinisi. Elamaisa, we know the Bais Sheni. What was Goyrim the Bais Sheni? Sinas Chinam. And everybody knows the Maisa with Bar Kamtza. Bar Kamtza came to Ahu Gavra's Simcha, and he wasn't invited, it was a mistake. Bar Kamtza was a soine. Bar Kamtza was his friend, and the mailman got mixed up with the address. He invited Bar Kamtza instead of Kamtza. And Ahu Gavra, the Balabos from the Suda, sees Bar Kamtza sitting there. And he screams at him, "Get out, what are you doing over here?" Wants to throw him out. And he says, "No, don't be mavash. I'll pay for my thing. Don't be mavash me." Bar Kamtza, Mistama, thought that, wow, Kabaldik, on the day of his simcha, he wants to make up. And why should we keep off this old feud? We don't even know what the machlokes was about. But Mistama, that's why he invited him, and he came happily. And then he sees his daughter, so he wants to throw him out in front of everybody. So he says, "I'll pay for my suda." "No! I'll pay for half the Suda. I'll be, you don't mabayish me." And he threw him out. And there were Gedolei Yisrael standing, sitting there. V'loi michu. And Bar Kamtza said, "Shma mino, the nichulu l'rabbonon." They didn't stop him. They didn't stop him being mabayish me, barabim. We made it, that was going to Churban Bais Sheni. Went to the emperor, Mordechai Baruch Yehudoi, v'chule. Again, the Churban Bais Sheni came also because of a Maisa, of Lo Michu. What is this Chumra of Lo Michu? We have a big mistake when we talk about Kanoim. Rashi says the Kanos of Pinchas was an unbelievable madriga, actually. The Pasuk says, "Bekano es kinosi." He was mekane my kino. Besoichom. Now we understand, nefi the swanoi. Davke besoichom. Davke besoichom. So they could have been moiche against what Pinchas did, and they didn't. That was their kapara. It was davke besoichom. Melechilisi. But what's bekano es kinosi? How you mekane someone else's kino? So Rashi explains that ultimately it means benok my es nikmosi. He took my vengeance. Bekotzpoi esaketzev shahoya li liktsoif. He was full with the anger, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said I should have been angry. The Moshe was angry. Vayicha af Hashem. And Pinchas was filled with anger. Zogt Rashi, kol noshen kina hu ha mischare linko nikmas dovo. In Fremont, Belaz. I've heard people say a pshat in this Rashi, which is completely wrong. Because if you don't know Old French, so you're not going to understand this Rashi. But if Rashi tells us, alas, that means that Rashi has not fully explained in Lashon HaKodesh what he wants to say, and he needs the las word so you shall understand exactly what he says. So whenever you see a las in Rashi, whether it's in the Chumash, whether it's in Gemara, go and find out. If you don't know Old French, I don't know anybody who does. I know one person, he's not very well now, but he wrote a dictionary of the Lazei Rashi in Chumash and Lazei Rashi in Shas. He researched the whole thing. Go and find out what does Rashi mean. Nowadays, Eber Chassid and Naya Toifor in Yeshiva, we even have an English art scroll Rashi on the shelves. Well, I don't know what's happened to the Yeshiva. Beforehand, people had one, secretly maybe, well, they brought it into the basement. So in the art scroll, they understood. And in order to understand the Rashi, you need to understand the Laz as well. You just open up the Rashi. You don't have to even go upstairs and find the dictionary of the Lazei Rashi. Just open the art scroll. Go back there and find out what it means. It's very easy. Beloizu bilbat. That we have the art scroll Rashi. We've got the art scroll Unkelos. There's only one thing worse than that. No, maybe it's not so bad because it wants to explain the Targumim, which are different. Okay, if you want to learn Unkelos properly, you've got to understand the differences, not when the Targum's Poshet translation of the verse. They'll explain it to you. No, that's also... as a big mile, if that's what you're using it for. And only one thing worse, the Anias Daiti and Ardar of Atzlonim Gemurim is the Chumash, which is printed twice the Posuk and then afterwards Targum Unkelos. Nebuch Adzei Amench can't read the Posuk twice and then look over. It's only over here. In most Chumashim, it's right next to the Hebrew. Oh, it's too much. I don't know what to do now. Oh, I'm supposed to say this same pasuk again? Isn't that hard? So I just read it off like people will say Pesukei Dezimra. Don't understand the word they're saying. Yaitse Gevaldi. That's our door. Al Koponim. Rashi brings an alas to explain what does it mean, Amfremont? It means to be enraged. Translation in English, to be enraged. Rashi says, Kina b'kol mokem means to be enraged. It's a very interesting Rashi. Not for now. Kina b'kol mokem. So when a kino that I'm a kane, somebody's hatzlocha, that's also, a kino means be enraged. That's what Rashi says. Kino b'kol mokem. He doesn't say kino, which is only to do with nekoma and zealotness and thing. Kino b'kol mokem. Same, iron shop. It's another sugya. Baal Kolponim, what's he saying? What's Rashi saying over here? Bekina es kinasi means that Pinchos was enraged, was full of anger, Bakatsbo is kitzbi. The Ika, what the Pasuk is saying, not that he carried out the Nekoma. The Ika is that he was quite safe, he was anger in his heart, he was full of anger, the anger that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was quite safe in Shomayim. That's the Ika Nekuda of the Kina here. And that brought him to Minoike Misnik Mosi. We have a big mistake when you talk about kino. Because we have mishugoyim today who go and do all these hafganas. Came out every day is another hafgana in Yerushalayim. It's a very shvera matzav, these kanoim. You know, you have to always remember, what are you being mechavim for today? You go to Bar Ilan, you make a thing, what is it, the gius, is it the train, is it pritzas? So it's shver ezach, you know, every day you go out, you want to, and if you shout against the gears, it's the train, idiots, nothing to do with gears now, we don't mind about the gears, worried about the train. And if you start in the gears, you start about the train, idiot, now it's the gears, you got to know each day, it's shver ezach. But on Kamponim, what do we look at Kanoim? People are going to maizim and disturb the everybody. Interesting, half the time, most of the time when they do these maizim, who suffers? All the tzibur acharedi, all the people that are being moich about that they're not allowed, they should be allowed to learn. And you get stuck for 2 hours, you can't go and learn. You're on the way to learn, or you're on the way to say a shmuz or a shir or something, and you get stuck. Why? Because they're being moich on the godless of Torah. So we associate kino with that type of behavior. In Perik Yud Tes in Mesilas Yesharim, he talks about kino, and he explains a very interesting thing. He says, "Unadame atom inyan ha'ava." He wants to speak about ava sashem, the mitzvah of ava. Vanoveha heim shlosha, and there are three parts to ava sashem. One is hasimcha, one is hadveikus, and one is hakino. Kino is a chelik of ahavas Hashem. Veheonof hashlishi hu hakino. He explains what is kino. Sheyeh ha'adam mekane l'ashem kodshoi soinis mesanov. He hates the people who make people hate Hashem. Mesanov, the people who are doing averas and making people do averas. He has a sinner for it. If he rashi, we understand. Kino means to be enraged. It's a midah pnimis. Umishtadel hachniyam bameshe yuchal, and he tries to be machniyah them as much as he can. Kedei shetia avidosi yisparach nasis ukvoidem israb. The whole yesod of kanos comes from avas Hashem. And the whole kavana of the kanoi is there should be a riboy kvod shamayim. V'hu ma she'omer David olav ha'sholem. Halo mesanech Hashem esno. Ubimiskoy memecho eskoytot. David HaMelech said, I'm going to start up with the kofrim. Tachlis sina sinesim. I hated them with such a sin of these people. I can't stand them. The Ivim Hayuli. They're my enemies. Oh, they're my enemies. They're friar. They're doing things against Hashem. Veliyoma, Kano Kinesil Hashem, the Kate Svokos. Ukvaroinu Lamazocha Babu Kinosel Elokov. What is stated in our pasuk? Tachas eshekinei lelukov vayechaper abnei Yisrael. The Kanoim wants to be mechaper abnei Yisrael. Ukvahifligu chachomenu zichronu nevocha ledaper b'mishi yesh biyodel limchos ve'ena moicha al gemara in Shabbos. V'goes through dinai litofes bavoin achotim atzmai. U'bemedrash eicha. Amru, hoyu soreh kayolim. The pasuk says in Eicha, the sorim of Klal Yisrael were like deers. What does it mean they were like deers? Zok the Medrash, mo ayolim halolu, bishaz shorov, hoifchin pneim eilu tachas eilu. When there's a drought, and the ayolim, ayol kafike moim, ayol always wants to go to the water to drink, and there's no water, what do, the ayolim? They hide their faces one under the other. Kach hoyu gedoyli Yisrael royim dvar avera v'hoifchin pneim nimenu. Zog the Medrash hoyu sorei kayolim. They saw the averas. That's our Gemara. The tzaddikim shaloi michu. Amaleim Hakadosh Baruch Hu tov ashov ani eseloim kach. I'll do the same thing. I'll hide my face from them. I'll leave them to the Xeris. I won't be give them a hashgocha protis, even though he's a tzaddik. And he explains, "Vze poshut ki mi she oyev is chaveiroi, אי אפשר לו לסבול שיראה מקים אס חברי או מחופי נויסוי. If somebody loves his friend, and someone else is insulting him, or hitting him, you can't just stand by. ובוודא שיצא לזרוסו, you're going to help him. גם מי שאוהב שמו יסברך, if a person has אהבת השם, לא יוכל לסבול לראות שיחללו אויסוי חס ושלום. ושיעברו על מצווי סוף. If a person has אהבה for Hashem, he wants a ריבוי כבוד שמיים. And he can't be סובל when he sees the people in מחלל שם שמיים. הנה, אויס והתורו מניחים אויס שישחלל חס ושלום, אך שומריה המשחסקים להחזיקו, ונאי שיסגורו בום. לא יוכלו לספק להחריש. If a person is אהבת השם, how can he keep quiet? But the evidence is that it goes a bit deeper than this. Because the whole world was created לכבוד שמיים. The Brisa, at the end of Avos, last week's Perek, Kol ma shebara kodesh baruch hu b'olamai, loy bra'ai ela lichvoidai, shenema koil anikro bishmi v'lichvoidi berosiv yotzartiv af asisiv. Kol ma שבורא קדוש ברוך הוא בעולמי לברא אלה לכבודו. כבוד שמיים, הגילוי, that this world is הקדוש ברוך הוא's world, that this world is created for עבודת השם. And the המשך, what is the כבוד שמיים? ונאמר, השם ימלך לעולם ועד. זוג למפרשים, what does it mean the כבוד שמיים? That it's נסגלה, השם ימלך לעולם ועד. That the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Melech HaOlam. The Ribbono Shel Olam created the whole Yesod of Bris HaOlam was, should be Nisgale, this is the Ribbono Shel Olam's world, and that Hashem Yimloch LaOlam Void. So when somebody's poigim in the Kvod Shamayim, it's not just a Zayti Gazach. If he's poigim in Kvod Shamayim, he's poigim on the whole Yesod of the Bria. And a person who has Avas Hashem, how can he stand by and not be moicher? How can he stand by and not react? Yes, Bilam was quite right. Elokeim shel Eile soni zima. Correct. And when Klal Yisrael fall into Zima, or even a Yochid. Aber Kal V'chomer, lots and lots of Yidden fall into Zima. It's a massive Chilul Hashem. Elokeim Shel Eile Soine. So if you are worried about Hashem's world, if you have Avas Hashem, you want Hashem Yisparach to be in this world. You want Hashem Yisparach to have Nachas from the world. What do we say in Shachris? Maybe I should correct it. What should we say in Shachris? Yichvoid Hashem l'olam. Yismach Hashem b'maisov. The Rebbeinu Hashem should have simcha with this bria. How will it be? Yichvoid Hashem l'olam. When there'll be kvod shamayim, then the Rebbeinu Hashem is sameach. And what is the kvod shamayim? Yishem Hashem mevorach me'atov v'yad olam. That there'll be a hakara, Yishem Hashem Mevoiroch. The Shem Hashem will be known, will be Nisrabe in the world. Everybody will be living with a hakara. It's Hashem Yisbarach's world. What did he create this world for? We should get to Olam Haba, a prize of Olam Haba. It's a gewaltige toive that he did for us. He wants us to be close to him in Olam Haba. He wants us to earn that gewaltige schar in this world.
That's why he created this whole big world.
When people misuse it, when people do fuck out, people who masane Hashem on other people, people who be mechalel shem Hashem. What's chilul Hashem? Nefesh HaChaim says chilul b'loshen cholal reik. You're emptying out the shem Hashem. Do we live in a world of Yehi Chvayd Hashem La'olam? Do we live in a world of Kvod Shamayim? We live in a world of Cholol Reik. Outside the Beis Medrash. The outside the Beis Medrash here, Baruch Hashem, we have a shchuna of Yidden who are living, trying to be Mechabed the Shem Hashem. When we go a bit further, in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, a city which is kuloi for Hashem. We dump with Yerushalayim, Ir Cho, Berachamim Toshuv. Yerushalayim is the Ir Hashem. What goes on in Yerushalayim? Beyond the Shkunas HaCharedios. What goes on? Rachman and Itzlam. The Torah is Mechayev, a person to bring Maisa Sheni to Yerushalayim and to eat it in Yerushalayim. Why? Says the Pasuk, Leman Tumadu Le'Yira. You have to stay over in Yerushalayim and you'll learn Yira. You'll learn Yira Sashem. The name Yerushalayim is Yira. Yerushalayim is Yira and Shalom. Shlemus in Yira. Yerushalayim was a city which is meant to give Yira. A person comes and stays over in Yerushalayim today. No meitav yidiyosi, there aren't any of these hotels in the Shchunas HaCharedios. They're all in Yena Shchunas. When a person comes to Yerushalayim and stays in one of those hotels, he gets a chizuk in Yerushalayim. He gets chizuk in all the pritzas and all the narishkeit. Ve'ad kidei kach. In Yerushalayim, the Eibishter's Heiliger Yerushalayim, in the last few years, the Mushchosim have made a march in Yerushalayim. And the police protect it. And the judges, when we used to have a Haredi mayor, Zichrono Livracha, lived right here, Raburi Zichrono Livracha, he tried to stop it, he wouldn't allow it. They went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court forced him to allow it. Then he allowed them to go around three streets and Yotze. Now they go on a much more public march. In Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh! What are we dumb for? Yerushalayim, Ir Cho, Berachamim Toshuv! Rabbeinu Shlomim, come back to your Heilige Yerushalayim! Vesishkoin besoicho, kashe dibalto. Mefarshim explain vesishkoin, if the Shechina will be here, we'll have Nevuah here. Don't just come back to Yerushalayim. Vesishkoin, the Shechina should be here. Big fears. And that's in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, the city which is supposed to be mechazik a person with Yira. In the days when we had the Beis Hamikdash, in the days when Klal Yisrael was al-Maskunta, Tosfos says there were 450 Batei Medrash in Yerushalayim. The whole shtot was all about Avodas Hashem. And a mensch came and stayed over in Yerushalayim and he was affected by everything he saw. Everything there was in Yerushalayim was Kulei Kodesh. People running to Batei Medrash, steiging away, learning, davening, Abeis Amigdosh, Avodas Hashem, Kohanim B'Taharosom, Levim B'Duchonom, Gewaltig Amatz of Yisrael B'Mamodom. What was the spitz to go to Yerushalayim when you came? You went to the Beis Amigdosh. You were Matai yourself. You went into the Beis Amigdosh. And you saw Gilui Shechina in front of your eyes. The avoid of the Kayanim, just loyal woman. A mensch is tremendously affected by that. Let alone this man when we had the Nisim.
Asara nisim nasu lavaseinu. And a person came in on Yom Tov, and the Azara was packed. Oimdim tzvufim. Packed. Millions of yidden packed into a tiny place. Umishtachavi revochim. And then when they were mishtachaveh, when a person's standing up, how much space does he take? And they're oimdim tzvufim, so they were squeezed together, mamish. And then when it came to mishtachaveh, mishtachavoy is pishut yodayim v'raglayim. That means you fall on the floor and you spread out your hands, not like we do on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we also have bissel mishtachavim tzvufim. It's usually not that much room. But in Beis HaMikdash, you fell on the floor, pishut yodayim v'raglayim. And the Gemara says, not only that, there were dalet amos around each one, so that no, each one shouldn't hear what the other one's saying. He was his vidui, his tefillas. You leave the nest. You were part of a nest. How did a yid come out of that experience? How did you come? If it was a windy day, and we know Yerushalayim can be very windy, and the Omed Ha'anan is going straight up like a pencil to Shamayim. You're holding on your hat, and you're holding on, everything is blowing away. Oh, and the honor goes straight up. Became in the Bayit Sheni, the Nes HaShemin, in the Menorah, the time of Shimon HaTzadik took place the whole time, every single night. And you could see that. That was what Yerushalayim was. Then, the Averus start creeping in. Yerushalayim is a city of Achdus. That's what Yerushalayim is meant to be. Nefesh HaChaim says the Klal Yisrael is Mechune Yerushalayim sometimes. Sometimes in Psukim says Yerushalayim means Klal Yisrael. Why is Klal Yisrael called Yerushalayim? Because when they came, Aliyah LaRegel, they came Yachdov LaHoydos LaShem. Eidus, the Kobay Oilon. Eidus, Shiv Teko, Eidus, the Israel. Sishom Olu Shvatim, Shiv Teko. Yachad, the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. All centered about one thing. Avodas Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. Then, starts Sinas Chinam. Was very frum dar. The Gemara says, "The well, Oiski Betoyrim, Mitzvahs, and Gemilas Chasanim." The Chitzonius was very nice. On the inside, in the lab, people start worrying about their own covered. A silly machlokes in between one and another, tainas on one and another. Oivei, how do you have a taina? Because Pliny did this. Why do you think Pliny did that? It was Minashavayim. Pliny insulted me. Says the Chinuch in the Isser Loisikoim. When somebody does something, it's your fault, it's not him. He's just a shliach to give you a patch. What have you got tainus on him for? It's your own fault. Realize the message Minashavayim is Gevaldig. Do tshuva. Come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Give him a kiss. Shkoyach, do you admire me with your disgusting insult? You admire me to do tshuva. Shkoyach. I didn't chap that shtikal aveir which I did yesterday. Then you're living with the Shechina. Mesorich Asishkain. You're living with the Shechina, but when it starts, Sinas Chinam, it's Yena, it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Sinas Chinam, Zok the Gan. If they had Bitochen, there wouldn't be any room for Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam is a steerer to living with Bitochen. Bitochen is the Rebbeinu Shalom runs the world. Sinas Chinam is I run the world, or he runs the world. And then the matzah go worse and worse. Where's the Kvod Shamayim? Mechal, Kanoz, it comes from Avas Hashem. Kanoz comes not because I will sit in front of the traffic and make so much problems that eventually I will force them to do what I want. That's not. But at the same time, you're making such a sinner for Torah, for Yiras Shamayim. So many people, Tayyaz and Chilul Hashem. Who said that's the way to do it? Elamai, if it's a mechah for the begir in Kvod Shamayim, Hayitochen Yidden in Eretz Yisrael don't understand the value of Talmud Torah. Ribbono Shel Olam, how have we got here? How are we still extant throughout all these years? Shaloi kederech hateva. Azach chilul Hashem, when the average friar kid thinks that Klal Yisrael started with Herzl. They don't understand that there's a history of Klal Yisrael for 3,300 years. When they're taught Moshe Rabbeinu was an Egyptian prince was the first socialist who led a revolution of the slaves. I said once to a friar, Nebuch, you and I, we are both B'nai Avram Yitzchak VeYaakov. And you think that we're the product of some crazy Egyptian slaves. Nebuch! Isn't that a crying shame? We have to cry for them. We have to be moich in a way to be ma'abek void shamayim. All right, the whole point is, it's a chilul Hashem. And the whole point of kanos is because of the chilul Hashem, we can't be soivel the chilul Hashem. Dr. in the Hemshech, Mesilas Yesharim says that the Kanoi is a Adam Oved Rak Lemana Shekvoido Shel Adon Baruch Hu Yigdal VeYirbe. Rak Lemana Shekvoido Shel Adon Baruch Hu Yigdal VeYirbe. His whole life is to be Marbe Kvoid Shomayim. V'zeh Ye'acha Shehizkabe Ba'ava Eilov Yisparach. And it's only shayach if he builds up his avas Hashem. V'yechoymed umisave al hagdolas kvoidoi. And he so wants a ribui kvoid shomayim. Umitztayer al kol sheyimat mimenu. And he's betzar on the miut kvoid shomayim. Ki oz yavod avodoso letachlis zeh. And if the whole yisod of the Kanoi is Avas Hashem, Ribui Kvod Shomayim, he's going to be mitztaya when there's a Mir Kvod Shomayim, Kal v'chomer, if he's Mamayit Kvod Shomayim, and he's going to be Doeg, that he should be one big Ribui Kvod Shomayim. Because that's the yisod of the world. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from his world. And he's upset and groaning when other people are mamayit, the quote Shomayim. V'kol shekein al mashim mamayit hu atzmoi b'shoigeg ba'oynes o b'chulshas ateva. And he's going to be even more upset if he brings any type of meal to Kvod Shomayim. Aboisai. That's why we have a tonis. To wake us up. That's why we have the next 3 weeks a time to be misbinding in what Klal Yisrael is meant to be and what we are. It's a time to be misbinding on our own avoida. Am I marbek void shamayim? Is my davening Rabbi Kvod Shamayim? If I come 3 minutes before Baruch Hu or 3 minutes after the first Baruch Hu, the last Baruch Hu, and I'm just playing catch up with the chazan. Is that Marbe Kvod Shamayim Raboisai? When the Beis Medrash is only half full anyway, even less maybe, I don't know exactly, you have to ask the Reborach what percentage of the yeshiva come to daven in yeshiva, but even the people who come, when does it fill up? At 7:15, at 7:10, people are putting on their tefillin, saying brochas, saying psukhi de zimra, to the boy, giving nachas ruach to Hashem. It's time we have to wake up. The Nevi'im were kovea atonis to wake us up. Atonis at the beginning and atonis at the end. Tisha B'Av. When I roll into Seder, and whatever time I roll in, as Marbe Kvod Shamayim. The whole point of the Churban is because of the Chilul Hashem. And we daven. Shemoneh Esrei. All our bakoshes. And then we say to Hashem Yisrael, Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu, Ba'am for Yisrael of his philosophy. Really? Aren't we embarrassed sometimes to say that? When we walk in our tefillahs, the Ben Hashem should be happy with our tefillahs. Ritzei Ba'am for Yisrael of his philosophy. Ba'oshim Yisrael, Ba'oshim Yisrael, Ba'oshim Yisrael, Ba'oshim Yisrael, why don't we have a Beis HaMikdash? Why don't we have a void in the Beis HaMikdash? Because the Rebbeinu Shem doesn't want it. Because we don't want it. We want a void in the Beis HaMikdash. When we start thinking about korbanos, not poshut. We've never been makriv a korban. We don't know what it means. Sounds to us very weird. Davening, I understand. The davening is kirva l'Hashem. But davening is become a korban. Korban is kirva l'Hashem. We don't have any hasog in that. You bring a behemoth, you shech the behemoth, you throw his dumb onto this mizbeach. But one thing we can understand, it was a mokum of gilui kvod shamayim, and that we don't have. The mokum, the ikam mokum of Kvod Shamayim. The mokum of Mikdash, what's there today? A big, beautiful golden dome which stinks. Churban. They have a shlita on Har HaBayis. On the mokum which is the pashtus, the mokum of Kodesh Kodoshim, which a Kohen Gadol could go one time a year, b'kedusha v'taharo. And this Abba Doimel Chamor walking all over the place and think, Ramal, you come to the Koisa, you see groups of tourists of all different colors and shapes and sizes waiting to go into Har HaBayis. Rahman al Islam. Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu Ba'amcha Yisrael Bisvil Asom Ba'ashev Yisavoyin and Vim Beisecha. And then you'll be mekabel atfilas ba'ava uberotzen. Shema Kaleinu, we say it should be barachamim uberotzen. But if the avoda went back to the Beis HaMikdash, it would be ba'ava uberotzen. I heard, I don't remember where it is.
I've looked, I can't find it. I remember Reb Shlomo said over that the Rabbeinu Shalom also has a midah of being mistapik mamut. It's a shikul pesach pasuach for us. Rabbeinu Shalom is mistapik mamut. This is the avoida of his clan Yisrael. Rabbeinu Shalom, retzei ba'amcha Yisrael b'sfilosom. That's who we are. That's who we should be? No. I'm going to try and give you nachas. I'm going to try and actually come on time so I can say the words, Yichvoid Hashem la'olam, Yismach Hashem b'maisov, Yishev Hashem b'voyroch mi'atov yad olam. I'm going to try and understand at least what I'm davening. And when we finish davening, and we're about to leave, we daven such a beautiful tefillah. I once saw in a Sfadi Beis Medrash, Aleinu l'shabeach eino tefillah b'tefillat haderech. By the Sfadim, they don't say a Kaddish after Aleinu, they say a Kaddish before Aleinu. A lot of times people say Aleinu when they're walking out. So it was a sign, Aleinu l'shabeach eino tefillat haderech. Aleinu l'shabeach when moedel Hashem, that he gave us a schus to be oibid lefonav, and then we say, Al kein nekave lecho Hashem lekeinu lirois mehera besiferes uzecho. We want to see a gilui of your koyach. Lehavi gilui minoritz. Volilim koreis ikoreisun. Lesake noilu b'malchus shin dalet yud. Vechol bnei vosa yikru vishmecho. And every single human being should be koreis b'shem Hashem. Lehavnu sinecho kol rishay oretz. Yakiru v'yedu kol yoshvei seivel. Ki lechos ikra kol berch. Tishova kol loshoin. Lefonech Hashem elekeinu yichru v'yipoilu. That's kilecho tichra kol berech. Tishava kol loshoin. We're not saying that every single being should be nishba. Why? Why should they be nishba? If they have homa cholis, they have to be nishba. So what do we say? V'lichvoit shimcha yekoyeteinu. Every single person should be living kvoit shamayim. That's how we leave our davening. V'yikablu chulam esov machusecho v'simach aleim meher alionim. That's how we leave our davening, with that message three times a day. Kvod Shamayim, Ribbono Shel Olam, Al Kein Nekava, Lirois Meheiro Besiferis Uzecho.